主啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we praise and thank thee.
每次到你面前来的时候，我们总是觉得好大的恩惠和福气。
Each time we come into thy presence, indeed we feel it is great grace and blessing.
因为你没有隐藏你自己。
Because you do not hide yourself.
你向我们解开你的心意。
You reveal your heart to us.
你没有留下一样好处不给仰望等候你的人。
You do not withhold anything for those who wait and look upon you.
连同你的自己都做了我们的赏赐。
That even you yourself was given for us.
主啊，我们向你低头敬拜。
We bow and worship you.
所以到你面前来的时候，我们先求你把赐人智慧和启示的灵赏赐给我们。
So as we come into thy presence, we ask that you will once again grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫我们属灵的悟性给你提起来。
So that you will lift up our spiritual understanding.
我们能明白你的心意。
That we would understand your heart.
知道你的感觉。
So we would know how you feel.
也体会到你上对人的感情。
And we would understand the heart that you have for men.
主啊，我们实在要向你低头敬拜。
Lord, indeed, we have to bow our heads and worship you.
因为无论哪一个时候，你向我们解开你的话的时候，我们只能俯伏敬拜。
Because regardless of the time, whenever you reveal your words to us, we can only prostrate and worship you.
因为你把我们从来没有想过的事情给我们去看见。
Because you allow for us to see things we have never imagined.
你也把我们从来没有留意到的事情让我们明白。
And you allow for us to understand things we have never paid attention to.
主，我们是什么？
Lord, what is man?
我们不过是出于尘土。
We are but from dust.
我们不过是在你面前买了被你顶撞的表当的后代。
We're only those who are from Adam who are rebellious and opposing you.
你竟然如此的向我们打开你自己。
But yet you would open up yourself this way to us.
我们没有话说。
We have nothing to say.
我们感谢。
We only can thank you.
我们敬拜。
We worship you.
巴不得晚上我们再次翻开你的话的时候。
This evening as we open thy word again.
主啊，不单是叫我们看见你所要做的事。
Lord, not only allow for us to see thy work.
你叫我们真实的看见你的自己。
But truly allow for us to see thyself.
好叫我们在跟随你的事上，我们更紧迫的来靠近你。
So as we follow after you, we can follow you closely.
主，谢谢你，因为你实在是我们的主。
Lord, we thank thee because indeed thou art our Lord.
你又是教会的头。
And you're also the head of the church.
你是我们一切的跟随的方向。
And you are our direction of pursuit.
你实在是我们所拣选的内容。
Indeed, you're the one whom we choose.
但愿晚上你向我们再次更明亮的显明你的自己。
Lord, once again tonight, manifest yourself even more clearly to us.
但愿你的话在我们众人里面都发光。
May your words be enlightened within us.
我们将仰望等候奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look and wait and pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们今天晚上要看第七章。
This evening we'll look into chapter 7.
弟兄姊妹们，你看到第七章的时候，你很清楚地看到一件事。
Brothers and sisters, when you look into chapter 7, you see one thing very clearly.
从时间上面来说。
On the time frame,
那是第六印揭开了以后。
That is after the sixth seal has been opened.
第七印还没有揭开以前。
And it's before the seventh seal has been opened.
就是在这六印和七印当中的这一个空隙里边。
So it is in this time period, this break between the sixth and the seventh seal.
神的使者让约翰看见天上的一些异象。
That the messenger of God allowed for John to see some vision in heaven.
这一些异象是和揭开第七印有很密切的关联。
And these visions have a very close relationship in opening the seventh seal.
弟兄姊妹，记得我们一再的提过。
Brothers and sisters, if you remember, we mentioned repeatedly.
但特别是在启示录的里头。
Especially in Revelation.
神在地上要实行一些事以前。
That before God would do anything on earth.
他先把天上的安排和心意来发表。
It would first manifest the heart that is in heaven.
让读启示录的人明白。
so that those who read Revelation would understand why God would do this.
并且神会怎样做?
And how would God do it?
那现在第七章一开始就给我们碰到很具体的这样的事实。
And so as chapter 7 begins, it allows for us to see practically this matter.
第六印揭开以后,
after the sixth seal has been opened,
约翰看见了地上那些有权、有势、有力的人
After the sixth seal, John saw the mighty man, the great man, the strong man of the earth was chastened by the wrath of God. And thus, that puts to an end the matter of the sixth seal. And the seventh seal was not immediately following to be opened.
天使就让约翰看见另外的一些事。
And the angel allowed for John to see other matters.
不是七印,
it is not the seventh seal.
乃是为什么七印要迟延一会儿。
But it is the reason why that the seventh seal would tarry.
那我们如果
Now we continue to read on chapter 6. We see that one seal follows after the other. It follows immediately. But now after the sixth seal has been opened, it stops. Why did it stop? And so chapter 7 allows for us to see some issues.
当然弟兄们也记得,
and of course, brothers and sisters, remember, but if the seventh seal is opened, then it's not only this matter of the seal, because it brings forth this issue of the seven trumpets, and then it will lead us into seven bowls. Therefore, the seventh seal is a very important fact. It is also a very serious fact. And so it seems like the seventh seal is held there and temporarily not open. Why? Now we look at the first six seals. Even though they did bring forth difficulty on earth, it is not as severe as we would imagine it. But yet man is not able to bear it. But God's word allows for us to see that is only the beginning of the tribulation. If the beginning is already this severe, if it continues on, how could it be? Can man be able to take it? Can the earth bear it?
No. 第七章神就给我们 看见一件非常非常有恩典，但是也很严肃的事。
So chapter 7 allows for us to see something that is very gracious from God, yet also very solemn.
第七章里面给我们看到两件大事。
Chapter 7 lets us see two great things.
但是你细细看进去的时候，第七章那两件大事是在一个原则的里头。
But when you read into detail, these two great things in chapter 7 are under one principle.
这一个原则是什么?
And what is this principle?
我们撇开神说出神为什么要这样做。
Now we'll go aside and say, why would God do this?
我们如果留意第七章里头,
if we pay attention in chapter 7,
你很容易就发觉,
very easily you discover
第七章这两个事实,
these two facts in chapter 7
都是在那里发表神的性情。
Is there manifesting to us the nature of God? Or it manifests to us God Himself. Because in these two facts, one has to do with Israel, and the other has to do with the church. And these two facts,
也是很重的给那些主张 教会必须经过灾难的人拿来做根据的。
These two facts also allow for those who hold the doctrine that the church will go through the tribulation as a basis.
因为这两章这两个事实里面所说到的以色列跟教会都好像和灾难发生关系。
Because these two facts, when it talks about the church and Israel, it seems like they have something to do with the tribulation.
但是如果我们很细地读到里头
But when we read into it in detail what is expressed,
我们就看到神的性情发表出来。
Then we can see how God's nature is expressed.
很显然的就把教会和灾难的那个界限划分的非常的明确。
Then very naturally we see how God separates the church and the tribulation with a very clear boundary. As we read on, and when we get to that point, I will point it out to brothers and sisters. So because of the first six seals, man will have this difficulty in their heart.
如果这样子发展灾难，那没有任何生物可以承受得了。
If the tribulation continues on this way, nothing can exist.
那不是所有神所创造的都毁灭了吗？
Then all of God's creation would be destroyed.
连同人本身都毁灭了吗？
Even man would be destroyed.
一提到人本身的时候，
And when you talk about man
themselves, 那就不管你信与不信的都在毁灭的底下了。
Whether it is the believers or unbelievers, they are still being destroyed.
那神为要叫人里面很清楚地看见
So in order for God to allow for man to see clearly how God has arranged,
也让人明白神的感情向着人是怎样的丰富。
And to allow for man to understand how deep the feeling of God is towards man.
并且神的信实是如何都不能给任何的环境来影响。
And also that God's own faithfulness would not be affected by any circumstance.
那所以弟兄姊妹，你细细读进去，你就发觉第七章是说到神如何在灾难中保守他所拣选的人。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, when you read into chapter 7 in detail, you discover how God will keep those whom he has chosen in the tribulation. But because the second fact has to do with the church, And so if you say that God protects those whom he has chosen from the tribulation, and the second fact is the church, then that means the church has to go through the tribulation.
那因此我们不能不更郑重地来说明。
Therefore, we have to emphasize.
第七章乃是说出灾难与被选召的人的关系。
Chapter 7 tells us of the relationship of the tribulation and those who have been chosen.
里边就分成两批人。
And within it are two groups of people.
两批人跟灾难的关系都不一样。
And these two groups of people have different relationships in regards to the tribulation.
那么当然说的被选召的人。
Of course, those who are chosen.
头一批我们看到以色列。
The first group is Israel.
所以在第七章上半是说以色列。
Therefore, the first half of chapter 7 tells us about Israel.
下半是说到教会。
Second half speaks of the church.
那教会也是被选召的人。
Now, the church are also those who have been chosen.
但是不是在以色列的选召的范围里。
But it is not in the boundary of Israel, the choosing of Israel.
而另外的一个选召。
But it is another choice.
那我们把这两个这两批人分开来看。
Now we have to look at these two groups separately.
我们按照次序先看以色列。
And we'll look at according to the order first Israel.
那弟兄姊妹注意了。
Now pay attention, brothers and sisters.
第七章一开始。
At the beginning of chapter 7.
约翰就说此后。
John says, and after these things.
什么此后呢？
After what things?
第六印揭开了以后。
After the sixth seal was
opened. 第六印的事进行了以后。
After the process of the sixth seal.
那约翰就看见。有四位天使。
Then John saw four angels
站在地的四角上。
Standing on the four corners of the earth.
东南西北了。
And that's north, east, south, and west.
用现在人的话来说，就是全方位了。
And so that is all the directions.
你不管跑到那里，你逃不出那个全方位的这样的一个范围啊。
And so no matter where you run, you cannot hide from those directions.
那么他们站在全方位的这个位置上面。
And so these angels are standing in these four directions. What are they doing?
他们是只掌地上四方的风。
Because they're holding the four winds of the earth.
叫风不吹在地上、海上和树上。
That the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree.
那弟兄姊妹们，你注意
了。Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
这个就是第六印和第七印当中的那一个地所面对的光景。
Now, this is the condition which the earth, the land faces between the sixth and the seventh seal.
那首先弟兄姊妹，你注意，这四个天使好像守住全方位。
Now, first pay attention. It seems like these four angels are keeping, are protecting these four directions.
那是守住什么呢？
What does that tell us?
你没有任何一个人可以躲避得过他们的那一个操管。
First of all, that tells us no matter anyone, no matter where they go, cannot escape the rule.
也可以说是全地都不能逃脱他们的那个监控。
In other words, the whole entire land cannot escape their control.
那么他们怎么来处理这一个地上面的光景呢？
And so how do these four deal with the condition on earth?
这里说他们执掌地上的四风。
Here it tells us they're holding the four winds of the earth.
就是东南西北风了。
And that is the four winds of the four directions.
不管从哪一个方向的风都是他们的管理。
No matter which direction the winds blow, they are in control of it.
管理到一个什么程度呢？
How do they rule over it?
叫风不吹在
They're able to cause the winds not to blow on the sea,
地上和树上
or the earth or any tree.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
你留意这里面的描写
pay attention to the description in here.
如果你不留意的话，你就觉得他们管理这个风不吹在这些事物上面跟我们有什么关系？
Because if you do not pay attention, you would think if they hold the winds not to blow on these things, what does that have to do with us?
跟地有什么关系？
What does that have to do with the land?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
你往前一点点去了解。
But if you go deeper a bit at a time,
你就看见一个事实，没有风。
Then you'll see a fact, there is no wind.
没有风是说出一个什么事实呢？
If there is no wind, what does that tell us?
空气不流动。
Then there's the air, it's not flowing.
就是当你一掌握了这个空气不流动。
Brothers and sisters, you grasp the fact that the air does not flow.
你就了解到那个光景是怎样一个光景。
Then you understand what condition that would be.
而平常我们从亚洲来的人都有那个经验。
Normally, those who are from Asia would have this experience.
每年春夏天开始到秋天，那段时间常常有台风。
Now, from the summer to the fall, usually there are the winds, the hurricanes.
那台风来以前，气压都很低。
And so, before the typhoons arrive, the air pressure is very low.
那气压很低的那种情形，也就是说是空气那个流动是比较圆满。
And so, when the air pressure is low, it tells us the airflow is very slow.
在这样的光景里头。
And under that condition.
就是我们的感觉是怎样？
Brothers and sisters, how would you feel?
闷热。
You feel very humid, very suffocating.
整个人都好像给闷住了。
And so somehow you seem very suppressed.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
感觉上你是给闷住了。
So in your feeling, you feel like you're suffocating.
眼睛所看见的呢？
But what you see.
是低云层。
That is a very, the clouds are low.
很厚的低低的云层。
That the clouds are very thick and low.
好像你整个人都给压住了。
And so somehow you seem very suppressed.
太困难。
So you're very sorrowful.
我们都说巴不得那个风快点来，过了就舒服一点。
And so you want the winds to come to blow that away and feel more comfortable.
那就是我不过是借用那一点点的领会来说到，如果你碰到空气完全不流动的那种光景，那个感觉是这样。
And so brothers and sisters, I just use a little bit of that description that we can experience and understand to allow you to understand the condition when there's no wind and the air does not flow.
现在第七印虽然还没有揭开。
And so now, before the seventh seal is even opened,
但是在地全地。
But on the land, the whole land,
那一种紧迫的那种气氛没有减轻。
That the urgency, the urgency in the land does not decrease.
虽然没有灾难的事实出现。
Even though before the tribulation comes forth,
但气氛分非常非常不寻常。
But the atmosphere, it is not normal.
好像有很重大的事情在前面要发生。
It seems like it tells us that something great is about to happen.
的确
and truly,
在这段时刻的里边是那样的严肃
At this moment, indeed, those things that are to come is very serious.
因为这四位天使
Because these four angels
他所站立的位置一面就叫人看到没人能逃脱
The four the directions which they stand, one hand tells us no one can escape.
可以看到他们在那里显明权柄的那个范围又是那样的明确
It also allows for us to see clearly the authority which they have over all
地
the land
海
the sea
树
the trees
就是没有空中
that there is no wind
弟兄姊妹你晓得
brothers and sisters
这个时候空中还是撒旦在霸占着
you realize that Satan is still in power in the air
灾难在地上发生的时候
That when the tribulation happens on earth,
在空中还有一段时间耀武扬威的。
That Satan still is very powerful in the air.
谁也不去碰他那个时候。
God will not go and touch him at that time.
就是先解决地、海、树。
But first, God deals with the land, the sea, and the trees.
那么，当这一个事实显出来的时候
Now when this is manifested
也就是说出如果第七印一揭开的话
That also tells us if indeed when the seventh seal opens
全地这些事物都没有办法逃脱
The whole land, all these things will not escape
如果我们只看到这样的一件事
Now we only see that
我们真是看见地是绝望透了
Then we would see that the land is hopeless
在地上的人事物没有路了
that there is no way out for anything
那就在这个时候
and it is at that time
神又让约翰看见另外的一位天使
God,
从日出之地而来
God also allows for John to see another angel ascending from the east
也就是从日出之地就是东方、哦、
and so from the side where the sun will arise is the east
东方显明的那个公义的太阳
and so because from the east manifests the righteous sun
那就是说到主的
and so it tells us of the Lord
那就说出这个天使从主那来
and so it tells us this angel is from the Lord
他拿着永生神的印
he has the seal of the living God
然后就对这四位天使
And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels.
我们特别留意这四位天使，他是得着权柄，能伤害地和海。
Now we pay attention to these four angels who have the authority to hurt the earth and the sea.
很可惜
Unfortunately,
我花了好多时间找来找去，找不出这四个天使。在启示录以后在哪一个时候来显明他们这个权柄
I could not find even though I spent much time and energy to see when these four angels can manifest their work in the revelation
后来我体会了
Later I understood
因为他们是在那里监视这个灾难的发生而不是执行那个灾难的进行
Now I understood that these four angels are there to supervise the execution of the tribulation and not there doing the work.
那么那一个天使向着他们这四个天使说话了。
Oh, so this angel from the east says to these four angels,
他说你现在不要伤害地海和树木
saying hurt not the earth, neither the sea nor the trees, now.
现在不伤害。
Now, not now.
一直等到我们定了我们神众仆人的额
Till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
这是一个很有恩典的事
This is something very gracious
也是一个非常严肃的事
This is also something very solemn
如果没有这一个使者的呼喊
Now because if this angel does not come to say this
第七印就要揭开了
Then the seventh seal will be opened
但现在这个天使一呼喊
But because this messenger cries out
第七印就在那里等待
The seventh seal is there waiting
等待什么呢
To wait for what
等待天使们去把神的印 被盖在属神的人
until the angels of God would seal the servants of our God in their foreheads.
那这里就给我们看到一件很大的事
And so here it shows us a great thing.
我们就要注意
We have to pay attention.
盖这个印做什么
What's the purpose of the seal?
那个印的作用在哪里
What's the function of the seal?
我们感谢神
We thank God.
现在第七章给我们看见盖印的
Now chapter 7 allows for us to see the matter of the seal.
第九章就给我们看见这个印的作用。
Chapter 9 lets us see the function of the seal.
那我们先来把这个盖印的作用留意一下。
Now let us first look at the function of the seal.
我们回过头来就看到神为什么做这件事。
And later we'll turn reflect and see why God would do this.
我们留意第九章的第四节。
Now let us pay attention to chapter 9, verse 4.
那是到了第五个吹号的天使吹号。
That is after the fifth angel has sounded the trumpet.
是第五支号的时候。
That is on the fifth trumpet.
那么第四节。
Verse 4.
并且吩咐他们说不可伤害地上的草和各样青物并一切树木唯独要伤害轭上没有神印记的人
And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth neither any green thing neither any tree but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads
弟兄姊妹你先注意这个
Brothers and sisters first pay attention to this
这个印就产生了一个功用
The seal have a function
保护那些受了印记的人
It protects those who have the seal
保护的作用是显出来了
And so the function of protection is manifested
但是我们还是要留意
But we still have to take note
他们这些人可能受的伤害是出自哪里
These people, they may be harmed, where is that from?
那就是我们说这个是灾难
Brothers and sisters, we say this is the tribulation
这个灾难那是就是神所
And this tribulation is executed by God. Therefore, we would have this misunderstanding very easily that all these tribulations are done by God. We confess that there is this portion, but mostly it is not God.
这一点我想弟兄姊妹们要读自己读的时候你去留意
I think this is a point that brothers and sisters have to take note of when you read it
所有的灾害
All the destruction
是在神的允许底下出现的
It is only allowed under the permittance of God
不是神自己去执行的
It is not God himself willing to do this
你说明明是那个天使吹号
You say it is clearly the angels who are blowing the trumpet
那些天使在接应
It is the angels who are opening the seals
明明是那个天使在打碗
It is clearly the angels pouring the bowl
可以说是不是神的神在执行呢
So how can you say it is not God's execution
那比如说你一点去注意
But brothers and sisters, pay attention
你可以 发现这样的一件事
You'll discover this thing
不管是印也好号也好碗也好
Regardless of the seal, trumpet or bowl
每一个动作一出来
Each action when it's brought forth
我们可以说
We can say
神就撤除了那一些原来给人的保护的作用
God has taken away the protection which he had for man
神既然把那些保护撤除
And since God has taken away those protection
那么空中掌权者的怒气呀、啊、或者说他们的那一些凶恶的那种心思的发表啊就没有拦阻的在地上出现
Then the one who rules in the air and their wrath and their anger would manifest on earth without any reservation.
这就是你看到第九章里边所提到那些要伤害人的那些蝎子啊。
Therefore, when you see the locusts, that the scorpions who would harm man in chapter 9,
不是从神来的。
They're not from God.
是从无底坑来的。
But they're coming from the bottomless pit.
是神把无底坑的那个保护撤防了。
It is because God has released the protection over the bottomless pit.
那些家伙就跑出来了。
And so, then those things come forth.
伤害人了。
And they harm men.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
你在这里看到。
Here you see one thing.
他们 神是撤除了那一个保那一个保护。
Yes, God has taken away that protection.
但是只是一般性的保护。
But it is only a general protection.
原来无底坑是给关闭的。
Because originally the bottomless pit was closed.
现在坑开放了。
Now it is opened.
从那里出来的那些蝗虫。
And so the locusts from those from the bottomless pit.
他有权柄去伤害人。
They have the authority to harm men.
但是有一条界限。
But there is a borderline.
神说。
God says.
你要伤害什么人都可以。
You can harm anyone.
但是有神印记的人你就不能伤害。
But those who have the seal of God, you cannot harm.
地上的草。各样的青物，时间还没有到，你也不能伤害。
Because the time has not yet come, you cannot harm the grass or any green thing.
那就是说你把这一段话跟第七章里面的那个事实一对照，你就看到那个为什么神让那个使者在七印揭开以前给被蒙拣选的人盖印。
Now, brothers and sisters, when you put this next to chapter 7 and see the reflection, then you understand why God would seal his servants before the seventh seal is opened.
那这说出一个什么事情？
So what does this tell us?
那是非常明显的。
Very clearly.
这些被拣选的人，他们虽然经过灾难，
that these chosen people, even though they go through the tribulation,
但是却是在灾难中蒙保守，
but yet they are kept from the tribulation.
灾难只能影响他们的心情，却不能伤害他们这些人。
That the tribulation can only affect their emotions, yet cannot harm them.
那好了，我们现在注意了。
Now let us pay attention.
那这一批受印的是什么人？
So this group of people who have been sealed, who are they?
那也就是说出，
That is also saying,
那些经过灾难的蒙拣选的人是哪一些人？
Who are those in this group of going through the tribulation yet are chosen and kept?
因为一些主张教会经灾难的人，他们用灵异来看
Because those who hold the doctrine that the church will go through the tribulation spiritualize this passage.
所以就说教会要经过灾难了，因为你看这里，十四万四千人都是在灾难中呢。
Therefore, they say, look at the 144,000 that will go through the tribulation. The church is in the midst.
这弟兄姊妹不要忘了。
Brothers and sisters, not forget.
这里并没有任何隐晦不清楚的事。
Here there is nothing that is hidden and not clear.
所以没有条件用灵异去解说的。
So you cannot use the principle, the theory of spiritualizing to explain this.
所以必须是字面是怎么说，我们就怎样领会。
And so we come to interpret and understand as the word, as the letter of the word.
这里提到这些受印的人。
And so here it says those who are sealed are Israelites.
并且很明确的把他们每一个支派都点名出来。
And it also clearly points forth the tribes for us.
那清楚不过了。
And so it's not, you cannot have any more clear.
所以这一人你怎样看都不能说这是真以色列人就是教会。
And so no matter how you view this group, you cannot say they're true Israelites, they are the church.
不可能这样说。
You cannot explain it that way.
因为这里明明说是以色列人。
Because here it clearly tells us they're Israelites.
以色列人的每一个支派。
It tells us of the tribe of the Israelites.
那所以我们看到。
So we see.
以色列是要经过灾难。
That the Israelites will go through the tribulation.
上一次我们提到雅各遭难。
We have mentioned previously the trouble.
这里就有一个旁证了。
The trouble of Jacob, and here there is not mentioned.
你在灾难当中的确看见以色列。
In the tribulation, truly you see the Israelites.
整个以色列都在这。
The entire nation of Israel is there.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那现在我们又要来注意另外一个问题了。
Now let us pay attention to another question.
属神的人在灾难中蒙保守，是指着以色列人。
Those who are chosen by God and kept from the tribulation are the chosen people of God, Israel. Because God remembers them.
虽然要罚他们,
though God needs to punish them.
耶利米书那里说, 我虽然爱你，但是我不能不罚你。
And Jeremiah tells us, though I love you, I must, you cannot go unpunished.
那这是神的心情。
That is the nature of God.
但是我虽然要罚你。
And though I will punish you.
但是我却不能允许我旨意以外的那些伤害临到你。
I will not allow for those outside of my will to fall harm upon you.
就是这神的性情。
Brothers and sisters, that is the character of God.
这是神的信实。
That is the faithfulness of God.
所以你就看见神做了这样的一件事。
So you see, God does this.
那另外
，and
以色列虽然在神面前是蛮了很多的悖逆
，though Israel has is full of rebellion towards God.
尤其是到了主来的这一段日子
，especially in the time when the Lord is to come.
他们到这一个时候还不承认神的儿子。
Even at this time, they would not confess the Son of God.
他们一直等到灾难末期的时候。
Only at the last stage of the tribulation would they confess the Son of God.
虽然是这样
Even though,
但是神说
But God says,
他们是我的众仆人
They are my servants.
弟兄姊妹，你看到
Brothers and sisters, you can see, what is this?
神的信实
That is God's faithfulness.
神的性情
That God's character.
虽然神感觉他们一直没有跟得上神的目的
Though God feels they have never followed according to my purpose.
他们在历史上是承担过神的见证。
But regardless, in history, once they have borne my testimony.
所以神并没有抹掉他们蒙拣选的地位。
So God did not take away their position of being chosen.
是当天使去盖印的时候，是声明说出他们是神的众仆人。
And so as the angels seal them, it tells us they are his servants.
那这个头一点我们要注意。
That's the first point.
另外第二点我们要注意。
Another point.
受印的人有多少呢
？How many are those who are sealed?
144,000
144,000.
那这个144,000。
And so this 144,000.
我们读中文圣经是读不出什么意思来的。
When we read the Chinese translation, you do not read anything into it.
但是你读。希腊文的时候
But when you read the Greek,
或者是你读英文也能了解
Or when you read the English, you may understand.
有奥秘的
There is a mystery in this.
头一件事情弟兄姊妹你留意
The first thing you can see, brothers and sisters,
这144,000人怎么分配
How is this 144,000 divided?
12个支派每一个支派12,000
That each 12 tribes, each tribe has 12,000.
你说那么巧啊
You say, is that a coincidence?
每一个支派都每一个支派都12,000啊
But each tribe would be kept 12,000.
啊这是很巧了
That's very coincidental.
可能吗
Is that possible?
我们都会打个问号
We would have a question mark with that.
怎么可能
How could that be?
支派多的人也是12,000
Whether the tribes are large, it is still 12,000
那个人数比较少的支派也是12,000
Smaller tribes are still 12,000
那根据什么来分配这个12,000
So what is the basis of dividing this 12,000
我又碰到难处
Then you have another question mark
那弟兄姊妹们
Now brothers and sisters
碰到这些数字的时候
When you encounter these kind of numbers
那跟刚才碰到以色列的时候我们很显然就看到两回事了。
It is different when we see about Israel before.
你刚才看到以色列的时候，你看得清清楚楚，明明确确就是那么一回事。
When you first see this group is talking about the Israelites, it is clearly the Israelites.
现在一看到一万二千的时候，你就发觉这里面有点奥妙。
But now when you see this number, 12,000, then you're suspicious there's a mystery with this.
怎么可能是这样呢?
How can this be?
Oh, 弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
这里头的确是有一点属灵的奥妙。
Within this, yes, there is some profound spiritual mystery.
如果我们能读希腊文或者是读英文,
Now, if we can read the Greek or English,
你就发觉那个记录是这样的。
You'll discover this is the recording.
144,000
And so, when you read the translation in Greek or English maybe, then you'll read that this number 140 and 4,000
are 12,000.
And so, in the Greek, you read it is 12,000. And there are 12 tribes. And so, each of the 12 tribes are 12,000. I recently came back from England. Each time when I return from England, I feel refreshed regarding the numbers. Because the Chinese there would not tell you it is 12,000. They would tell you, they would say 12,000. So they would not say it is 30,000, but they would tell you it is 30,000. And so that is their habit. We won't go into
that.
But when you read the 12,000 here, you see that issue.
我们刚才提了,
we mentioned
144,000就是12个12千.
So the 144,000 are the 12,000.
那就是12,12了.
And so that is 12. The first 12 is the first 12 tribes of Israel. Those are the tribes that are chosen. The second
12
are the 12,000 amongst the 12, that are the 12 tribes that are chosen who are chosen. And so, brothers and sisters, clearly from that you can see, these are the people, the chosen people from the chosen people. So then from this, it allows for us to see one thing.
以色列人要经过灾难, 因为灾难对他们来说是雅各遭难的日子。
The Israelites have to go through the tribulation because according for them, it is the days of the trouble of Jacob.
所以以色列不能逃避灾难。
So the Israelites cannot escape the tribulation.
但是我们必须要留意。
But we must pay attention.
能在灾难中蒙保守的以色列人不是以色列的团体。
But the Israelites that are kept from the tribulation is not the entire nation of Israel.
是以色列人当中那些特别蒙拣选的。
But it is especially the chosen amongst this chosen people of Israel.
那用罗马书上的词来说, 那就是余数。
And so with the term in Romans, that is the remnant.
那用启示录这里来说呢，就是那一万二千。
And so, according to the term here in Revelation, it is the 12,000. When you put it all together, it's 144,000. So here allows for us to see one thing. This 144,000. It is in the same principle when we see later on about the 144,000 overcomers.
被选召的人当中的
It is the choice of those who are chosen. So it is a double choosing. So here. Though they cannot follow the heart of God, yet they did not depart away from the position which God has given them. And so we can still see amongst the Israelites that condition today. Brothers and sisters, we have mentioned this about the Israelites before in other circumstances. Generally, they are separated into three groups today. One is kept. Now, this preserved. This conservative group is a good conservatives. And so this group who are conservatives is a positive conservative.
对以色列人来说是保守的神给他们的律法。
They're not outdated, but they're conservative that they preserve the law that was given to them from God.
尊重神在他们中间的地位。
And they honor the position of God amongst them.
这个在以色列人当中现在还有不少这样的人，不过比例上面来说少数。
Amongst the Israelites, there's still a large number that are in that group, but in comparison, it is a minority.
另外的一个部分呢
？And another group
是人说是开明的。
And the other group are saying they're very liberal.
这个开明就是跟刚才的保守是相对的了。
And so this liberal group is the opposite of that conservative group.
这个是比较占多数一点。
And so that is the majority.
那还有一批呢
？And there's yet another group
无神的。
And they are atheists.
那我不晓得现在以色列人中间他们。是他如果从他们的与神的关系来说了，他们就分成这三个类型。
And so, in accordance with their relationship with God, generally they're separated into these three groups.
其实这三个类型在整个以色列的历史的里边也是很明显的出现的。
And yet, these three groups are also very evident throughout the history of the Israelites.
那我们有理由相信，这里所受印的十四万四千，就是那些保守神的律法的保守。
And so we have reason then to believe that these group who are kept from the tribulation are the conservative group who preserve the law of God and honor His position.
那我们感谢主。
We thank God.
这些人在神的面前实在是完全在拣选的恩典里边蒙纪念。
That these people indeed are remembered in the grace of being chosen.
然后弟兄姊妹要注意了。
And then brothers and sisters, pay attention.
这十二个支派是哪一些支派
？These 12 tribes, which tribes are they?
里面有什么？又是奥妙的事情，我们很容易忽略呢。
And from them, what are also some profound matters which we can easily neglect?
那弟兄姊妹，你算下去，十二个支派数字没有减少。
Brothers and sisters, you count them as 12 tribes. That is the number.
但是你看这里所提的十二个支派跟平常我们所数点的十二个支派不一样。
But when you see the 12 tribes mentioned here, it's different from the 12 tribes we normally count.
你说不一样在什么地方呢
？You say where is the difference?
你留意。
Pay attention.
平常我们算十二支派是不算利未支派的。
Normally, when we count the 12 tribes, we do not count the tribe of Levi.
但是这里的十二支派，利未支派在其中。
But here, amongst the 12 tribes, Levi is one of them.
平常我们算十二支派，半支派是在当中。
Normally, when we count the 12 tribes, the tribe of Dan is in the midst.
但现在你看这十二个支派里边。
But now, Dan is not amongst the 12 tribes.
好像是利未支派进来代替了但的地位。
And so it seems like Levi has come in to take the place of Dan.
那你说那但支派到哪去了
？And then you may question where did the tribe of Dan go?
你说没有但支派算不算十二支派
？And so without the tribe of Dan, is this considered the 12 tribes?
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
你留意神的话怎么说
？If you pay attention to the word of God，
这里给我们明显的看到的十二个支派。
Here it allows for us to see clearly 12 tribes。
但是在印的时候。
But when the seal is sealed,
弟兄姊妹，你有没有看见使者在那里宣告说他要印以色列十二个支派呢
？But brothers and sisters, when you see that he is to seal the servants, do you say he will seal the 12 tribes of Israel?
没有。
No.
那个使者不是说我去把印盖在以色列十二个支派的人的额上。
The angel did not proclaim that he will seal.The foreheads of the 12 tribes of Israel.
他怎么说呢
How did he proclaim it?
我们刚才提过
We have mentioned it previously.
仆人
He said the servants of our God.
仆人的地位上来盖印
And so he will seal the servants of our God in the forehead.
他们是守着神的律法，尊重神的地位的，就是这样。
And therefore, I say this group are the servants of God. It's because of this they hold fast the position and the law of God.
然后你看。
And then you see,
他盖印的时候是说
when it is sealed,
以色列各支派中
it says that,
受印的人
and it says of all the tribes of the children of Israel
我们中文圣经翻成各支派
it says each tribe
我们弟兄那一本圣经就说是各所有的支派
and in the English translation it says all the tribes of the children of Israel
但在另外一些英文的圣经里面就是每一个支派
but in some other English translation it's each tribe.
你不要看这几个字不一样，你说差不多。
And so do not neglect that these words are almost the same.
如果是说是全支派的话，
now if it's all the tribes,
那就不能缺少饭。
Then you cannot leave out them.
如果说是每一个支派受印的人来说，那就可以缺少饭。
Now if you say each of the tribe, then you can leave out them. If every tribe.
他只是那受印的支派就算上去，没有受印的支派就不算上去。
And so you only count every tribe that is sealed, and not you only count the every tribe that is sealed.
弟兄姊妹，我们要注意。
Brothers and sisters, we have to pay attention.
为什么没有半支派？
Why is the tribe of Dan left out?
半支派是不是永远给神踢开？
Would the tribe of Dan forever be left off by God?
如果半支派永远给神踢开的话。
Now if the tribe of Dan is forever left out by God.
那二十一章新耶路撒冷那个十二个支派怎么算？
And so then, if that is the case, how is the 12 tribes in chapter 21 counted?
弟兄姊妹，这是牵连的问题很大。
Brothers and sisters, so this question is a very
broad. 这是牵连到神的从永远到永远的计划里边，神的信实是怎样？
It has to do with the faithfulness of God from eternity to eternity.
那说弟兄姊妹们。
So, brothers and sisters,
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
虽然我们在这里找不出但支派为什么不在其中。
Even though here we do not find why the tribe of Dan is not in the midst.
但是有一个地方可以给我们参考。
But there's another place we can have reference.
有人说
Some say,
将来的敌基督是出自但支派。
In the future, the Antichrist would come from the tribe of Dan.
在灾难时间那个在整个的但支派都跟随敌基督去了。
And so in the time of tribulation, the entire tribe follows the Antichrist.
所以他们就没有一个人在这里给盖印。
So none of those from this, that the tribe of Dan is sealed here.
这弟兄姊妹们，你不要把这个当真。
But brothers and sisters, do not think that is true.
我刚才说有人是这样说。
I have said, some have said that.
有没有根据呢？
Is there any foundation?
有一点点。
A little bit.
那个根据在哪里呢？
Where's that basis?
雅各临终以前给十二个支派宣告前途的时候所说的。
And the basis is in the words of Jacob when he proclaimed, gave the blessings to the 12 sons.
那是在创世纪四十八章吧。
That is in Genesis chapter 48.
那里雅各指责但支派说啊。
And there Jacob points at the tribe of Dan saying,
但为小狮子。
That Dan is the small lion.
从巴山跳出来。
That he would come forth from Bashan.
然后就说他要成为道中的蛇，道中的尾，咬伤。那个，我记不清楚了，看看。
And it's in Genesis 49.
49.哦，对，16节
，verse 16。
但必判断他的名作以色列支派之一，但必作道上的蛇，路中的尾，咬伤马蹄，使骑马的坠落于后。
Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an antler in the path that biteth the horse heel, so that his rider shall fall backward.
耶和华，我向来等候你的救恩。
I've waited for thy salvation, O Lord.
你要是体会当年老人家的那个心情啊，你真是感觉他在这里有一点忧伤。
And so, if you understand the feeling of an old man here, you can feel he is very sorrowful.
但什么时候有权柄去审判以色列？
When would Dan have the authority to judge Israel?
如果有，就是跟随敌基督了。
And if they do, it is because they follow the Antichrist.
或者就是敌基督从但支派出来了。
Or that the Antichrist would come from the tribe of Dan.
所以但支派所做的一切，你看都是伤人的。
And so you can see all the tribes that Dan does is to hurt others.
老雅各看到这个光景，他没有办法不在神面前求怜悯。
And so when the old Jacob saw this, he must cry out for mercy to God.
耶和华，我上来等候你的救恩。
O Lord, I have waited for thy salvation.
我个人很倾向但支派跟随敌基督，在灾难的时候。
I personally am inclined that during the tribulation, the tribe of Dan follows the Antichrist.
但是敌基督绝对不能出于但支派。
But that the Antichrist absolutely cannot come from the tribe of Dan.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为敌基督既然 称为基督
because the Antichrist, if it's called Christ,
他必须是犹大支派的
he must come from the tribe of Judah.
不然的话
otherwise,
他就不能冒用基督的名
otherwise, he cannot use falsely the name of Christ.
像现在那个东方闪电的那个基督胡说八道就是这样
And so just like the lightning from the east now to call herself Christ is rubbish.
如果但支派在那个时候是跟随敌基督
And so the tribe of Dan would follow the Antichrist at that time.
那他对那些继续守着神的地位的那些以色列人作威作福这点我们能体会得到
And so we can understand then when the tribe of Dan would rule over those who still hold fast to God.
你说那这样但支派不是就没了
Then you say, if that's the case, then the tribe of Dan would be finished.
21章的新耶路撒冷的十二个支派还有没有但支派呢
Then the 12 tribes in New Jerusalem, chapter 21, would that still include the tribe of Dan?
那又没有提支派的名字我们又做难了
They do not mention the name of the tribes. We're troubled by that then.
但弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters,
我们要是读以西结书又又解开这个难处
If we read the book of Ezekiel then that question would be answered
经过了灾难
After the tribulation
在国度的时候
In the time of the kingdom
但支派又出来
The tribe of Dan would appear again
那弟兄姊妹你可以看以西结书最末了的那一章
Now brothers and sisters you can read the last chapter of Ezekiel
你就看到这样的一个事实
Then you'll see that fact
那么但支派很可能当然这些都是比较推测的事实因为圣经都没有再详细一点的启示了
And so all these are all but theories because the Bible is not very clear and in depth about those
不过这些推论呢大概和圣经是很接近
But these theories are very closely related to scripture.
我不敢说百分之一百是正确。
I cannot say they are absolutely 100% true.
但是值得参考。
But they are worth our reference.
你看到以西结书末了的时候。
And so at the end of Ezekiel.
在国度的时候，以色列人重新分配产业。
In the time of the kingdom, when the Israelites once again divide the inheritance.
那一个时候。
At that time.
但支派又回来了。
The tribe of Dan returned.
利未支派又出去了。
And the tribe of Levi is once again.And the tribe of Joseph is once again used by two tribes.
Now, why is it that the case?
Because
this is not in the 启示录 范围 I will not with the brethren花太多时间在那里
And because that is not in the boundary of Revelation, I won't spend too much time there.
But there is one thing I can let the brethren know a little bit, you yourself go.
But I have a point for you and you can hold on to that and you would search yourself. Because in the time of the kingdom, the Levites would once again restore the position which they have to serve in the temple of God.
以西结书你看见利未人承受的地业是跟王的产业跟殿是连在一起的。
And so in the inheritance of the Levites during that time it is connected with the temple with the inheritance of the king.
这和启示录二十一章新耶路撒冷那个时候所提到的我未见城内有殿有神和羔羊自己为城的殿那个事情有一个共同的原则
And so that holds the same principle as the matters mentioned in chapter 21 about the temple and the land and the lamb
在以西结书就说到侍奉神的人和神联合
And so in Ezekiel it tells us that those who serve God are united with him or united with the temple
那新耶路撒冷就说到神和羔羊与教会完全的联合。
And so in the New Jerusalem, it tells us that God and the Lamb and the Church are united completely.
那所以这里的十四万四千的这个数字啊，我们看上去好像很简单，就是数点数点数点。
And so when we read this part, it seems very simple. It is just a counting of each tribe.
但是牵连的那些问题确实很丰富。
But the matters that they link up to are very abundant.
我不说它复杂，因为是神要做的事情都是很丰富。
I won't say it is complicated, but the matters of God that He is to do is very full.
很丰富的在那里表明神的性情、神的心意、神的定位。
Very abundantly it reveals to us the heart of God, the work of God, and His character.
那这个是以色列人在灾难中的 一些情形。
And so that is some of the issues of the Israelites in tribulation.
他们是蒙保守的一群。
They are a group that is kept.
让他们经过灾难，在灾难中接受造就，而完全的转回归向神。
So they will go through the tribulation, yet they are edified and built up in the tribulation, so they will return and repent to God.
所以有一些弟兄说，灾难是给属神的人补课，也是没有，也不是说完全没有道理。
And so some brothers may say that the tribulation is for some of God's people to go into a course, and that is also reasonable.
不过不适用于教会的身上就是了。
But that cannot be used upon the church.
那现在从第九节开始。
Now starting from verse 9,
就说到教会在灾难中的关系。
It tells us of the relationship of the church in regards to tribulation.
那我们先要肯定这一批人是什么人。
Now we first must be assured who this group is.
第九节。
Verse 9.
此后我观看见有许多的人，没有人能数过来，从各个国族、各民、各方来，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝，大声喊着说：“愿救恩归于坐宝座上我们的神，也归于羔羊。”
Verse 9 and 10. After this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in the white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb."
那所以从人数来说。
So upon the numbers,
这些人从哪里来
and where they're from,
和他们的属灵的经历是怎样
or what their spiritual experience is,
我们可以一口就肯定那是教会。
We can say with one breath, that is the church.
因为除了教会，再没有人有这种的经历。
Because aside from the church, no one would have this experience.
除了教会，再没有这样多的数字的人从各处各方来到神的面前。
Because aside from the church, there is no great multitude with, which cannot be numbered from all nations and kindred and people and tongues and their spiritual experience.
除了教会，你找不出另外的一些团体可以承担得起。
Aside from the church, you cannot find any other group that can have this experience.
所以关于四教会的这一个点，我就不必和弟兄姊妹们说太多了。
So as regards to this group being the church, I won't go too much further with that.
因为这里的字句已经很明显了。
Because the words here are very clear.
各族各民各方各国中来的，
那是
教会。
From all nation, kindred, people, and tongues, that is the church.
他们身穿白衣，这个是教会。
They are clothed with white robes, that is the church.
他们称颂的时候是说出救恩是根据神和羔羊。
And when they cry out, they say salvation is based upon God and the Lamb.
除了教会，谁能说出这个事实？
Aside from the church, who can say this fact?
所以这个是教会没有问题。
So this is the church. There's no question about that.
但是这一段话说出教会来的目的在什么地方呢？
But this passage, when it tells us of the church, what is the purpose?
正如刚才开始的时候我们就提到了。
Just as we may mention at the beginning.
第七章是说到灾难和被拣选的人的关系。
Chapter 7 has to tell us the relationship of the people, these people and the tribulation.
以色列人的那一部分我们看过。
We have shared upon the Israelites.
现在是教会。
And now it is the church.
那教会在灾难里边是怎么回事呢？
And so, what is this matter of the church in tribulation?
那我们说，教会既然不经过灾难，教会跟灾难就没有关系。
Now, if we say that the church does not go through the tribulation, then the church has no relationship with the tribulation.
但是这一段话又给我们有点困惑。
But yet, this passage gives us some doubt.
因为主张教会要经过灾难的人也是很重的来用到这一段话来做根据。
Because those who proclaim that the church will go through tribulation very emphasize, use this passage as the focus.
哪里呢？
Where?
就是长老。
It is one that,
二十四长老当中一个来问约翰。
It is because one of the elders came to ask John.
约翰这些人是谁啊？
Saying, John, who are these?
约翰就说，我不知道，你知道。
And John says, I don't know, but you know.
那是主张经过灾难的弟兄们，他就说了。
And so the brethren who proclaim that the church will go through tribulation.
如果这个是教会的话，约翰怎么会不认识他们呢？
And so they would say, if this group is the church, why would John say, I do not know them?
弟兄姊妹们，这稀奇吗？
Brothers and sisters, is that amazing?
这不稀奇啊。
No.
我们的主复活了以后，
After our Lord was risen,
他在加利利海边碰到门徒的时候，门徒对他好像认识又好像不认识，也不就是这个光景吗？
When the Lord met his disciples by the seaside of Galilee, his disciples did not know him, yet he was familiar to them. That's the condition.
不错，约翰是教会里头的一个分子。
Yes, John is a member of the church.
但是约翰并不等于全教会啊。
But John is not the whole church.
全教会也不是约翰所能认识的到的。
And John would not know the entire church.
何况那个时候约翰还是活在肉身的里头。
And even at that time,John was still in the flesh.
所以这个是不是问不不成为难处的。
And so that would not be a difficult question.
成为难处倒是在这里。
But this is where the difficulty is.
有长老就对约翰说，
Because the elder said to John,
你不知道啊，
You do not know.
那我告诉你，
Let me tell you.
这些人啊，
These people
是从大患难中出来的。
Are they which came out of the great tribulation.
用羔羊的血把衣裳洗净，
And have washed the robes.And made them white in the blood of the Lamb, serving before the throne of God day and night. Brothers and sisters, it is the elder who said this group came out of the great tribulation. If this is the church, then they would go through the great tribulation. If they did not go through the tribulation, how can they come from the tribulation? Yes, this is a very strong the basis they use.
弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
许多的时候，
many times,
文字上的一些表达常常不是我们所以为的那么简单。
Sometimes when the words are expressed, it is not as simple as we think.
尤其是我们中文圣经把它翻成这些人是从大患难中出来的。
Especially in the Chinese translation, when it's translated that this group came out from the tribulation.
就说出这些人是经过灾难的。
And so it tells them that they go through and they came out from the tribulation. But brothers and sisters, that is not the case.
这里头那个意思是这样说的。
Here, the meaning is this.
我承认在中文很难有很通顺的字句来说明这个事。
I acknowledge that in Chinese there, the term is not easily used to say this smoothly.
不过我试着用我尽我可能表达的来表达。
But I try my best to try to express it.
长老是说，
The elder said,
这些人是在大患难前离开的。
That this group is the group that leftBefore the Great Tribulation.
如果用中文来翻出那原来的意思，就应该是这样。
Now, if you use Chinese to translate the original meaning, it should be similar to that.
灾难还没有发生以前，他们就已经离开了。
So they left before the Great Tribulation even began. The tribulation began.
因为弟兄姊妹，如果你读英文圣经，大概也能发觉这里头的一点点。可参考的价值。
And so when you read the English translation, maybe you'll discover that it could be the case that way.
我们的弟兄，你把那个从大患难中出来的那一句念一下。
These are they which came out of great tribulation.
弟兄姊妹，看到那个秘密在哪里？
Brothers and sisters, do you see where the secret is?
他们是看Out of, 不是 come out from.
So that's the secret. The key there is they came out of. They did not come out from.
用这里看到那个区别了。
Brothers and sisters, you see the difference.
就是那么一个字。
It is that one word.
那个意义就完全不一样。
Then the meaning is completely different.
他们不是在和灾难有关系的。
They do not have anything to do with the tribulation.
所以他们是 out of.
So they are out of the tribulation.
如果他们跟灾难有关系的，
So if they have anything to do with the tribulation,
他们不能不 from,
then it would say that they came out from the tribulation.
那弟兄姊妹看到，
Brothers and sisters, you see,
这里是文字上给我们所体会的。
Here, we can understand that from the wording.
另外我又提到这一点。
because we mentioned this point, I must also give brothers and sisters another place of reference. It is when our Lord was buried in the tomb. In the morning of resurrection, the woman went to the tomb. Then they saw that the rock was rolled away from the tomb.
那弟兄姊妹，我们留意。
Brothers and sisters, let us say
that.说到那个石头从坟墓滚开。
When it talks about the stone being rolled away,
就是和这个从大灾难里边离开是同一个使用的方法，也是新约圣经里边唯二两次这样的用法。
And so that description there, how the stone rolled away, and here about coming out of the tribulation, is only two times in the Bible when it's used in the same way. And so when you see that the body of the Lord is buried in the tomb, and so in the Israelites, they would dig like a cave and put the body in. And then they would use a great rock to put it over the door. And so you say this rock, is it inside the cave or outside of the cave, the tomb? It is outside of the tomb.
不是在坟墓里。
It is not inside the tomb.
所以那妇女们看见那个石头也是滚开哦，坟墓。
So it saw that the tomb, the stone was rolled out of the tomb.
那弟兄姊妹，从这个地方你就看到。
So brothers and sisters, you can see them.
这一些你看到的教会，他们与
So here, when you see that the church, they have nothing to do with the Great Tribulation. That before the tribulation began, they left. But what is more important? What is this matter of the church leaving the earth? That is the matter of the church being raptured.
那这里是不是说被提的事呢?
And so does this part tell us about rapture? No, here it does not tell us about rapture.
如果说被提的事, 难处就很大了。
If it is, then it's a great hardship for us.
为什么?
Why?
因为如果说到被提的事情的时候,
because when you mention about the matter of rapture,
那教会被提提到哪里去呢?
Where is the church rapture to?
提到空中。
It's rapture to the air.
在那里与主相遇。
We will meet the Lord there.
在这里呢?
But here,
教会在什么地方呢?
Where is the church?
在神的宝座前,
the church is before the throne of God.
弟兄姊妹们, 你就看到一个事实,
brothers and sisters, then you see a fact.
约翰在异象里面所看到的这一个与灾难没有关系的教会,
that when John sees in the vision this church who has nothing to do with the tribulation,
是经过被提, 也经过审判, 而得了完全的教会被带到神的宝座那里。
It is after the church has been raptured and judged and the perfect church that has been brought before the Lord.
如果教会不经过审判，他教会是不可能来到神宝座那里。
Now, if the church does not go through the judgment, the church cannot come before God.
因为你看到这里所说的，教会到了宝座那里。
Because here, when you see the church is brought before the throne of God, they are there serving day and night.
并且啊，他们已经承受了在救恩里头所有的一切了。
And they have already received all that is in salvation.
这里面所提到的那些事情，你在什么地方看见它具体的？
And so, the matters mentioned in this passage, where would you see them manifest practically? It's only in chapter 21 in New Jerusalem when this is manifested practically. And so here, when it speaks of the church, it is a glorious church. It is a proclamation of that.
实体是在二十一章。
It is a proclamation of the church in glory.
有一个宣告。
It is realized in chapter 21 here. It is proclaiming the position of the church.
在当主再来的时候。
It is when the Lord will return.
当灾难的时候。
When the tribulation happens on earth.
教会的地位是怎样？
Where is the position of the church?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
教会的地位是要给带进荣耀里。
That the position of the church is to be led into glory.
是要给带到神的宝座前。
It is to be led before the throne of God.
那所以弟兄姊妹们，你留意。
So brothers and sisters,
pay attention.
Pay attention to some words here.
十四节，我对他说，我主，你知道，他向我说，这些人是从大患难前离开的。
And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation.
那留意那个时间啊。
Now pay attention to the time here.
曾用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净了。
And have washed the robes and made them white in the blood of the lamb.
这个曾只是说出这些人过去的经历。
And so this being, having been washed, it is their past experience.
现在十五节的时间，弟兄姊妹们又要注意了。
Now, brothers and sisters, pay attention to the timeline in verse 15.
中文没有在那里表达。
It's not expressed in the Chinese.
不过我给我自己的圣经加了两个字。
But I myself add two words to my Bible.
那十五节。
Verse 15.
所以他们现在在神宝座前，昼夜在他殿中侍奉他。
Therefore, now they are before the throne of God, serving Him day and night in His temple.
然后呢?
And then,
是做宝座的将来要用帐幕覆庇他们。
And He that sitteth on the throne shall dwell amongst them.
弟兄姊妹，这是新耶路撒冷。
Brothers and sisters, that is the New Jerusalem.
然后底下那些都新耶路撒冷。出现的时候的那种光景。
And then later on, that is the phenomenon that would happen in New Jerusalem.
那弟兄姊妹留意，
这
是因着蒙拣选的人在灾难里的那个关系，神给教会所做的一个宣告。
Pay attention that this is a proclamation which God makes to the church about them in regards to the tribulation.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
你看从这两批蒙拣选的人的中间。
You can see that from these two groups of being chosen.
我们看到神的信心。
We can see the nature of God.
我们看到神的心意。
We can see the heart of God.
我们看到神的信实。
We can see the faithfulness of God.
我们看到神的感觉和感
觉。We can see the feeling and the emotion of God.
我们实在感谢主。
Indeed, we thank our Lord.
第七章不仅是叫我们看到这个将来的那个七年半里头的事情是怎样的安排。
Chapter 7 not only allows for us to see how the seven and a half years are arranged.
也叫我们看见做这些安排的那一位神和羔羊是怎样的一位神和羔羊。
It also allows for us to see the God and the Lamb who arranges these 7 years.
这一位神和这一位羔羊。
This God and this Lamb.
所侍奉所敬拜的主。
Is the God and the Lamb whom we serve and worship.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
我读这一番话的时候
when I read these words,
每次我都有一个感觉
each time I would have this feeling,
我们平常对我们的神和我们的主
normally we would feel this way toward our God and our Lord,
有太多的误会
we would have too many misunderstandings,
尤其是当我们个人有一些特殊的遭遇的时候
especially when we encounter somethingUnordinary. More or less, we would be there misunderstanding God. And God is willing to bear those from us. But we thank God. He uses His own work. He uses His own arrangement. To allow for us to come to an understanding indeed how He treats us.
我们实在感谢主。
Indeed, we thank our Lord.
他终究要成为擦干我们眼泪的主。
In the end, he will be the Lord who shall wipe away all our tears. That is chapter
7. Now
when we're able to truly grasp accurately what is said in chapter
7,
then we will see how comes opening the seventh seal is so serious. We thank God. Our God has never left anything out that we would not understand. He wants us to understand and know Him thoroughly even more through His work. I think we'll end here with this little bit of sharing from chapter 7.
下礼拜我们看第八章的时候，你就看到第七印要揭开了。Next
week when we read chapter 8, you will see the seventh seal being opened.
回过头来再看第七章神的那个安排，我们更要在他面前。
And then when we reflect on the arrangement indeed that God has made before that, we have to bow, prostrate, give thanks and praise Him. We'll end our sharing here tonight.